This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. While we've been here in the Texas Capitol, we've been talking and thinking a lot about business. Startups are launching here at South by Southwest. Brands are trying to make their mark and get a return on investment while paying for house parties, barbecue, and exposure. And while South by does often feel like one big party, important meetings are happening in back rooms and on stages. Twitter launched here 8 years ago. Today, it's a $30 billion company. But this festival is also about culture, about movements big and small. Alison Bechtel, a cartoonist who has written and drawn beautiful memoirs about her family and the experience of being a gay woman in a mostly straight world, won a MacArthur Genius Grant in 2014 for her work. She's known for creating the Bechtel test, which says gender bias in works of fiction can be measured by whether at least two women have a conversation about something other than men. Her graphic novels are interesting for their social, political, and visual perspectives. Part of her style comes from her process, which often starts on the computer screen and ends up on the page. I talked to Bechtel in the hallway of the Austin Convention Center's top floor. Alison Bechtel, thank you so much for talking with me.
Yeah, sure. Hi.
I want to ask you about record keeping. This is something you've done since you were a kid, diaries, pictures, stuff like that. It's informed your work. How do you keep records now?
A lot of my record keeping is now digital. You know, I've got email and photos, and I keep my diary on my computer. Somehow that doesn't make it any easier to find anything. I thought it would.
Do you have a folder that says diary?
I do.
Do you really?
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know, my archives are just proliferating. The older I get, like, the more stuff there is. It's sort of like my aging brain, you know, it gets harder to find stuff.
How has technology changed the cartoonist's job since you've started?
Oh, man. I think the most profound shift for me has been Google image search. You used to have to, if you wanted to find out what a 1968 Oldsmobile looked like, you had to go to the picture file at the library where someone hopefully had clipped out a photo of that car. Now that I can draw anything in the universe, my tendency is to sort of want to draw everything in the universe, which is its own sort of problem, but I'm working on that.
This is something I think you're probably very bored of talking about, but I wanted to ask you about the Bechtel test. Yes, yes.
This is my great legacy.
How do you feel about that?
At first, I was sort of bewildered by it and didn't feel like it was really mine. It was an idea I stole from someone else who probably stole it from Virginia Woolf. But now I'm very proud of it. I feel like it reflects the idea that a woman can be a fully human character and subject.
You may have heard that there's a diversity problem in the tech industry.
Oh, really?
I know this may come as a shock to you, but I wanted to ask you if you would consider what a Bechtel test might be for a company.
Are there more than two women in managing positions?
We would hope so.
Do they talk to each other? I don't know. But it's a good template that you can apply to any number of fields.
I think we're at a good moment, actually, right now, that in the tech industry, but also in the media, we're becoming more aware of white male hegemony. How do straight white men help to create a society where there's more power sharing with people outside of their group?
You know, the fact that we're even able to see this is because that hegemony is not as hegemonic as it once was. The demographics of this country are really changing. And I guess just to examine your privilege. It's very hard to see what is privilege. We don't all have the same chances. So just looking carefully at that, I think, is the most anyone can do.
Alison Bechtel, thank you so much.
Thank you.